ओम शांति। सो होप यू आर हैप्पी इन ज्ञान सरोवर एंड पांडव भवन, एंजॉइंग एवरीथिंग, फूड आल्सो। बाबा इज आवर कंपेनियन, इट्स ट्रू। बाबाज वर्ड्स आर, आई एम ऑलवेज combined to you, you separate me. Once Baba mentioned this way, my children are more powerful than me, I am almighty, but my children are more powerful than me. Why? I say I am combined to you and children separate me. So powerful. But God has come down to become our friend, our supreme teacher, Sadguru. He is our friend. He's guiding us, helping us at every step. Do you experience this in your life? He is ready to help with us. Now it depends up to us what we do. We look towards human beings when we need some help. We look towards human beings or we look towards Him. Human beings will not to give support or help always, but He always 24 hours throughout the year is ready to give help to us because He loves us very much. He is the ocean of love. His love is unconditional love. Human beings' love is not unconditional love, selfish love, vicious love, but His love is unconditional love. We may make many mistakes, but still He gives His pure love to us. So we have to learn how to experience His company. He is our friend. How to remain most of the time in our life with Him. Journey, life's long journey. We are not alone. God has become our companion. How to take benefit of His company? If we want to become fearless, if we want to become very positive, very pure, very powerful, we must have this awareness. God, Supreme, Almighty, is always with me, with His thousands of arms. And see what will happen. I teach this to many. I taught it in one class to mothers. One mother who was cooking for me there in center, she had to work hard. Then she had to go in her family to cook for family members, to serve food to them, come back for my service. He asked me the question, what should I do? I told him the simple method, simple yukti. Keep in your mind, Baba is with me with thousands of His arms, and enjoy your work, enjoy your duty. And when she came at 4 o'clock back in evening, 4 o'clock, she went 2 o'clock in her family, came back 4 o'clock, 2 hours. She did everything, finished everything, enjoyed her time, and she became tireless. it was a good experience for me too. That if we are in this awareness, Baba is with me, we can experience his lot of help in life. In all areas of life, it may be purity, struggle of life, problems in life, negativity or any disease in life, he will help. My experience of many times, maybe of 200 times in my sicknesses, I ask Baba always, you are my supreme surgeon. When you are with me, why should I go here and there to doctors? Do something for me. And wonderful experiences came. After 1 hour, someone came to me to heal me. It was a wonder. I did not know him. He did not know me. But he came to see me. How are you? I know many therapies, alternative therapies. I can cure this. I have come to you. Can I help you? Wonderful experience. And as soon as he touched me, did something, acupressures, I got well many times. So Baba, as supreme surgeon, as almighty, supreme teacher, he can solve all of our problems. He is always with us. Keep this awareness. Easy yoga. Can you do it? Baba is with me. Only this feeling. Baba is with me. Just awareness. Just practice. Just a thought. Baba is with me. When we come to listen Baba's murli, we have to enjoy always one thing, that God is sitting in front of me and talking to me. He's reminding me many things. Listen murli always with this angle, with this attitude. God himself, who is knowledgeful, he knows everything. He is reminding me. You had been pure deities, children, remember it. You were so voiceless, you were almighty when you ruled over the world in heaven as Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan. You had been almighty, so powerful you were there. Now you have to become again same. So our inner consciousness awakens. This is very important thing. Every day at murli time, we all have to charge ourselves. Don't come in the class just to listen to the murli. Come here to get charged, to enjoy, have great happiness, immense happiness, and go out of this hall. Enjoy everything. That 1 hour must become blessing for us. It's my experience of whole life. I enjoyed Amrit Vela, but I can say I enjoyed Murli more because God was talking to me. Clear experience. He was reminding me many things. And every day, I'm remembering, coming in that feeling, coming in that consciousness, and it is becoming a great thing for me. One thing. I teach always one thing to all. You might have heard. Invoke Bap Dada at least 5 times in your home or in your office. At least 5 times every day invoke Bap Dada, both in your home, and feel His presence. Feel that He came down. He is standing in your home. His vibrations, His powerful rays are spreading out in your family, in your home, and every room is becoming charged with His vibrations. Just for 1-2 minutes only, and you will find wonder. Many experiences I wrote, because nowadays effect and attacks of bodiless souls, it is also becoming a severe problem in the world, just as many other problems. This is also a great, serious, severe problem nowadays in the world. 2-3 problems are increasing. Baba had mentioned many years before, 40 years before in his Murali, the time will come when the attack and the effect of bodiless souls will become very severe on this earth and many will suffer. So in many cases, I asked sisters or brothers, invoke Bap Dada in your home and feel that His powerful energy is spreading in home and that bad energy run away. Very good experience. So invoke Bap Dada at least 5 times. You can make your own program. Make now itself that when you will go for your job from, you will start going for your job from your home, first you will invoke Bap Dada. When you will sit in your car or bike, you will invoke Bap Dada. Come down. The simple. Baba, come down. Sit with me in my car. Or you drive my car. Be with me. Do like this. So you will remain ever safe. Because in future, safety will also become a great issue for human beings everywhere. If Baba is there, we are safe. Right? So this way, day by day, experience will increase. And we will experience presence of God with us. We will experience He is always with me whenever I remember Baba, and Baba is here. Such good feeling. Second thing, always in Baba's Murali, we listen. In Hindi there is one word, you can learn that, you might have learned, Mera Baba, my Baba, He belongs to me, Mera Baba. Can you speak? It means, He's mine, He belongs to me, He's my most close relative, my, just as mother and child, mother and baby, my mom, my papa, my daddy, my. See how much closeness, how much love in this word, my. Baba is mine, He belongs to me, Mera Baba. Keep increasing this feeling in your life. He is mine now. We had been remembering God since thousands of years. We were waiting when God will come on this earth. Will He come down on this earth? Or it's our imagination? And He came down to us. We could not recognize Him. He recognized us. He found us. He came to us. Baba used to say, very good words in Baba's Murli. I have come to you being your guest. How will you honor me? Baba used to ask, I have become your guest. How will you honor me? And he replied, my honor is, you have to follow Srimat. This is regard for me. This is regard for God. What he says, true. Baba, yes. Okay, I will do this. I will do this. So if we have determined thought in our mind, nothing is impossible for us. Remember always, Baba is giving Murli from many days on one topic. You are on the battlefield. People used to say like this, life has become a struggle. Life is a struggle. And some other people say, a struggle is life. If there is no struggle in life, you will never become powerful. You will never become wise. You will never become experienced ones. So struggles are important, necessary in life. After crossing many obstacles, after crossing many problems, a man becomes very powerful, very brave. 2 days before, Baba was saying, you have to become lions, tigers, become so powerful against Maya. Maya is not powerful, we are powerful. Remember it. Maya is not powerful, we are powerful. We are more powerful than this weak Maya. So we will become victorious. Two, three another things I would like to share in front of you. You know them. If we want to become good yogi, if we want to become successful yogi, we have to practice just two, three things. It's not difficult. It needs only practice. This practice, in Hindi we call tapasya. Practice. I am a soul, this is my body. Simple practice. Soul is nirakar, incorporeal, this is my body. Simple practice. When you are here, 2 days for Baba's days, do this practice. But at least 5 times an hour. 5 times per hour. I am soul, this is my body. Nothing else. Visualize soul, point of energy. This is my body. I have entered this. We have to create some good thoughts in our mind always. Keep one secret in your mind. What is mind? Mind is the power of thought. The nature of mind is to create thoughts. Now remember carefully. Either we create thought in our mind, otherwise mind itself will create thoughts. This is the only secret. If you understand it, then we can control our mind. Nature of mind is creating thoughts. If we give good thoughts to our mind, mind will enjoy them. And all other thoughts, they may be waste thoughts, negative thoughts, impure thoughts, will end. We must know this secret. One powerful thought. One thought of self-respect can finish 100 waste thoughts. Easily, immediately. So, we have to create good thoughts in our mind, elevated thoughts in our mind. And if you don't remember anything, if you don't understand anything, keep one thing in mind. We have to create the thoughts of self-respect in our mind. So many good thoughts will come in your mind. So I am a soul. Now you have to give some thoughts about the self. I am peaceful. Just for 5 seconds, be in that feeling. I am peaceful. I am pure. I am very powerful. I am blissful. Loveful. So this one thought will make mind stable. This was the thing which was not taught by gurus, by preceptors, by prophets. No one taught it. They taught bhakti. But I am a soul, and create powerful thoughts in your mind. Such thoughts in your mind, all other thoughts will end. Then take some thoughts of self-respect. You can choose at least 10-12 thoughts of self-respect for yourself. And you have to choose your own thoughts. Own thought. I am a great soul. With acceptance. It needs acceptance only. Things are not difficult, but if we don't accept them, you can check yourself. Many times, our inner conscience rejects them. We think, I am a great soul. And from inside, a voice will come, no, you are not great. You can check. I am Master Almighty, very powerful. Your intellect will say, no, you are very fearful, not powerful. If we change this acceptance, I am great. Who said me that you are great? Who said? God Himself, who knows us, who is knowledgeful, ocean of knowledge, who knows the beginning, the middle and the end about ourselves, He mentioned, you are great. You don't know yourself, I know you, you are great. Give such thoughts to yourself. Sit in silence. I would tell you one good yukti. You can use that yukti for becoming the embodiment of self-respect. You can choose 12 points of self-respect, as I mentioned. I will keep some points in front of you, but you have to do like this. Take notebook, write down, I am a great soul. And now, you have to take this thought inside your subconscious mind. You have to feed inside. So remember this time, this way. It's true that I am great. God Himself has told me, you are great. So I am great. I had been deities for 2,500 years, pure soul. I am great. Give 1-2 minutes for yourself to take this thought inside. Record it into your subconscious mind. I am great, and it will work. Then thoughts will become great. Actions will become great, speech, words will become great, behavior will become great, sanskaras will become great. So this one thought will enable us to inculcate many good virtues, dharana. Second thought you can take, the most powerful thought, you know, I am Master Almighty. Same way, write it down and feel that, oh, I am the child of Almighty. So I cannot become weak, I am powerful. God has entitled me, oh child, you are Master Almighty. Thousands of times in his murlis, he addressed us with this powerful title. Children, you are Master Almighty. So I am powerful. I am most powerful. Thirdly, you can think, as soon as I said, my Baba, Mera Baba, oh Baba, Baba. What he did? Baba put his hand on my head and blessed me with all of his powers. He said, my powers now are your powers. You got right upon my powers. They are not only my powers, they have become your powers. So you are Master Almighty. So note down 12 points. Thirdly, I am the destroyer of obstacles. Fourth one, I am world benefactor. I am a victorious jewel. Very powerful point of self-respect. You can feed it inside. Same method. Note down, I am a victorious jewel. Now churn on it. God has reminded me. Every kalp, in every kalpa, you got victory over Maya. Every kalpa, thousands of times, millions of times, billions of times, innumerable times, I got victory over Maya. Now too, I will get victory over Maya. I am a victorious jewel. So you will experience that the power of getting victory over Maya will become active. This is secret. We have got those powers inside. We can get victory over Maya, but they are in dormant forms. If we remind ourselves, I am victorious, so those all powers will become active and we will become victorious. Next point, I am a worship worthy gods and goddesses. East Devi. You can remember at your home that I am a goddess of my home. And you will see a wonderful result. I am the goddess of this home. I am the god of this family. I am the god of this home. And vibrations will change everywhere. Next point. I am Master Gyan Surya. Master, son of knowledge, son of might. I am supremely pure soul. I am an angel of purity. I am the master of entire nature. I I am self-sovereign soul. Most powerful point. Self-sovereign. Swaraj Adhikari. King of the self. And next one is very great self-respect. I am ancestor. Purvaj ancestor. In Baba's words, you are also master, great, great grandfather. We have to sustain whole world. We have to give vibrations to this entire world. These are 12 points. You can choose, you can add some other ones, many points. I am Raj Rishi. I am the light of the world. I sit on the throne of God, like this. So, churn them, bring them into your good feeling, and you will find life is becoming the embodiment of these points. And then Baba's remembrance is becoming easy day by day. You can feel that Baba is our companion. He is always with me. He is helping with me. If we don't practice these things, what people experience in life? Many Brahmins have this negative experience. Baba doesn't help me. I remember Baba so much. I ask him again and again, Baba, I have this problem. But he doesn't listen. He answers, you also don't listen to me. In one Murli just recently, Baba said, you don't listen me so much, you listen Maya more. So if we listen to God, He will listen to us. It's very natural. If we are two friends, it will work there too. If we help another friend, He will also help us. But still Baba gives help to us. So this way, we can enjoy His company. But for this, we need some divine virtues in our life. You have to churn on them. I will not elaborate them, but I remind you. First is easiness in life. Easiness. Easy nature. Work on this. Easy nature. Take everything easily. Someone insulted you, take it easy. Possible? Not so possible. Not so easy. But if we practice easiness for long period of time, then it becomes natural. Let them speak anything. So I enjoy my own thing, my own thoughts. I enjoy my self-respect. And those who are in self-respect, they never feel insult. So, easy nature. Keep in your mind, Baba's words, if you are easy, your disease will also become easy. Very good experience we all can have in our life. If mind is easy, diseases are easy. If you are easy, your problems will become easy. Sanskaras will become easy. I had heard these 5 points of easiness in 1971, and from then I was working on them. If you are easy, your yoga will become easy, your relationships will become easy and sweet. 5 points. Very good thing. yogi's life must become easy. Other word for easiness is lightness. We have to become very light. Give up all your burdens to Baba. Very good experience we all can have in our life. And I share you one experience of many Brahmins. I taught one thing. At night, write down a small letter to Baba. You can do it every night. A letter. Letter to God, letter my supreme friend, letter my supreme guru, letter my Shiva Baba. And whatever is there in your mind, negative burden, which makes you heavy, which is creating tension in your mind, write it down on a paper. Keep in front of Baba. Baba, this is my problem today. Take it away. Make me light. I want to enjoy my life. I don't want to experience burden of these things on my head. Make me light. And see the result. Every night, Baba will make you light and He will help you. And if there is any problem, another experience all can have, get up in the morning, be with Baba, and He will give you the solution of that problem. You need not to ask for the solution. Baba, what should I do? Just you can have one thought. This is problem. What should I do? Don't think more. Otherwise your own thoughts will emerge in mind and sometime you can think this is Baba touching. No. Baba, this is my problem. And sit with Him. Practice good Raj Yoga and solution naturally, easily will come in your mind. Second quality, contentment. On achieving God, we have achieved God, the supreme achievement, the biggest achievement in the world. We must become content soul. That I achieved everything. So, minimize your desires, lokic desires. This is important. There are many desires in our mind. I want this, I want this, I want this. So, get free from lokic desires, minimize them, and from expectations. Desires and expectations, two things. Desires of physical things, and expectations from human beings, from friends, from relatives. So the less expectations we have in our mind, the more happiness we experience in life. And the more expectations, so less happiness. Happiness is a great thing. I want to tell you another secret. Now I am working on that. This is my research point nowadays and I am teaching to some people the thoughts of intoxication, the thoughts of happiness and pure thoughts. They bring big changes into our cells and genes in our body. So a person who is very happy, who is highly intoxicated, can win over bodily disease. So be happy. Keep always positive thoughts in your mind. I am teaching one thought always. Everything will become good with me. Always, everything will become good. This will happen, or this will happen. This confusion, this it creates problem. Now everything will become good. Everything will have been nice to me. Because each and every thought of our mind have got creative energy in them. Remember always, our each thought, if it is negative, it will give us negative energy. Give us means negative energy will go to our brain, to our body. It will cause many problems in your life. That negative energy will spread out. It will charge atmosphere negatively. And it will cause many problems in life. If we create powerful thoughts, see, powerful, pure, very elevated. People speak only about positive thinking. But we are speaking pure thinking, powerful thinking, elevated thinking, thoughts of self-respect. They can charge the atmosphere around us. They can do wonders in our relationships. Just I share one experience, one two experience, it can be very useful for many. Some sisters have bondage of their husbands. They come to us, so much bondage. I teach them just simple method. When you wake up in the morning, when your husband is sleeping, because when that man is sleeping, his subconscious mind is fully active. So when he is sleeping and you are awaking, first give good vibrations to that soul. And then remember two thoughts. I am Master Almighty and I am free from bondage. Third thought you can also create. This soul is very cooperative to me. And just after 7 days, thoughts of husbands were changed. He became cooperative. She did for 21 days and things changed. Second experience. There was mutual clash between wife and husband. They were ready to give divorce to each other. You know, in some countries, divorce has become very common. Now it has become very common in India too. But Indian culture doesn't accept it. So it has become a severe problem in many families in India nowadays. So I teach them this simple technique. Wake up early in the morning when that person is sleeping and create some such thoughts in your mind. This is a good soul. Although this thought is little difficult, but you have to create this thought. After all, soul is good. Soul is pure originally. This is a good soul. Second thought, carefully. He is my good friend. Although he is not good friend, but he is my good friend. We have pure love, mutually pure love. We love each other. And same experience came. Things changed after 7 days. So this is the use of the power of subconscious mind. So we have to become good yogi. Third quality for becoming good yogi, egolessness. Very important thing. Egolessness is the sign of spirituality. If a person is spiritual, if a person is jnani and yogi and he is not egoless, he is not spiritual. So spirituality teaches us politeness, humility. We have to become very humble, truthfulness, honest. Pure love, good wishes. These are good qualities of a yogi. check yourself and bring these old things into your life. E.g., all our souls, all are good. Create love. I'm world benefactor, so I have to bring benefit to each and all. So how can I have hatred, enmity, jealousy, or any negative feeling for others? I am the child of God, I am the donor, I have to give them peace, happiness, love. How can I have negative feelings for them? Think this way. So these qualities will enable you to make yoga easy. Last thing, in order to make this yoga an entertainment, we have to practice yoga in different ways, interesting ways, entertaining ways. Baba teaches always these things. I am a soul, I have entered this body. I am looking through my eyes, I am sitting inside. Eyes are my windows, I am looking through these eyes. Very interesting practice. All our souls, second practice, all our souls, they are playing their parts in this drama. We all have come down in golden age. We had been deities, just churning for 10 seconds. Churning is important for spirituality. Churning is very important for making ourselves good yogi. To enjoy this life journey, churning is important. And we have to churn about golden age. We had been like these deities. I was so pure like Lakshmi and Narayan. How I came down, step by step, step by step, I came down. Now I am here. And now God has come to decorate my life, to make me pure, to adorn me with all qualities, all ornaments. Think this way. How fortunate I am. God has become my friend, my companion. Keep looking to this entire cycle. I churn this way and I enjoy my life, my time very much. I think, oh, I saw in this life God came in the body of Brahma. Then I enjoyed till 50 years the part of Avyakta Baba. Wonderful part. Each time I got a unique experience. Each time. Whenever Avyakta Bab Dada came, I got unique experience. I remember them. What Baba did for me, what I did for him. I did nothing. He did everything. It's true. We could do nothing for him. But he did everything for us. He gave everything to us. So we are so fortunate. And now time has come. When God is not coming down in sakar, in corporeal form. See, what is the plan in God's mind to bring a transformation in this world? You can churn this. What is His plan? Many people don't understand God's plan. There must be some planning in His mind. Am I right or not? We have to try to catch that plan. It is not so that God will leave us alone, go in Kali Yuga world, have a struggle against Maya, do this. No. There is some planning in His mind. He has to bring a big change in next 12, 15 years on this planet. So a wonderful plan is there in His mind. And we will have to follow that. That planning has come in Sakar Murlis. But many could not catch those points from Sakar Murlis. So churning, I am an angel. Sometimes very good experience you will have when you are walking. Suppose from here you are going to dining hall. Just it will take 3-4 minutes. Keep one practice. I am lighthouse, mighthouse angel. Light and might is spreading from each part of my body. A lighthouse is moving. You will enjoy. One another thing I would say you can create every day, at least once. Powerful aura around you. This is also a need of the hour. Because many problems will increase in the world. You know this world will have to pass through severe destruction, not only transformation but destruction too. So we will need to protect ourselves, and this aura will protect ourselves. Method is, I am Master Almighty. Create this thought inside and visualize. Red rays of might are spreading out from each part of my body, up to here, up to 2 feet. I am Master Almighty. Rays are spreading 3 feet. I am Master Almighty. Rays up to 5 feet. Do it 7 times. I am Master Almighty. And a powerful aura has been created around me. Feel it. Be inside the aura. Around me, there is red aura, red powerful rays. I am protected in this aura. Be in that aura for some seconds. And one enjoyment, entertaining practice. Together with this aura, now soul is going to Paramdham, soul world. Feel it, visualize it. We left body and aura is around the soul and soul is just floating. Going to soul world with this aura, you will enjoy such entertaining practice. We all have to do every day. So at least 5 practices every day. You can note down from Baba's Murli 10, 15, 16 points of practice. Bring that into your practice. And very important thing is, be karma yogi. While doing actions, do such practices. 2 days, 14th of December, 15th of December, 2 more days in front of us. Tomorrow, I am giving you 2 practices for 2 days. Tomorrow, I am most fortunate soul in this world. No one is as fortunate as I am. You can enjoy this thought. Because God is coming down to see me, to meet with me, to make me pure. And invoke Bap Dada once an hour. When you sit in class, you can invoke him. When you go in the dining hall, you can invoke him. So, once an hour. Possible? Tomorrow. And see your experience. You will enjoy your whole day. Mind will become silent. Mind will become full of delightfulness. 15th of December, Baba's day. Baba comes down. People don't know it. He is giving 100 times more help to us. 100 times more good feeling to all of his children. But to those who have faith in him, those who have doubt, they experience nothing. So Baba's day, I am Master Gyan Surya. I think you understand this in the words. Master, son of light, son of knowledge, son of might, son of light. From each part of my body, rays are spreading out. First come in this feeling and then have a thought that today God Himself is coming down. And visualize that Shiva Baba from soul world is coming down. Keep visualizing Him. He is coming down. He is Gyan Surya. He is Almighty. He came in front of me. Just 5 feet away from me. He is there. And from there, His rays are coming to me. Once an hour. And you will enjoy evening program very much. You will feel Baba is with me. So in life, whenever you say Mera Baba, you will experience His presence. Om Shanti. Now we will enjoy this practice. I am Gyan Surya, red light. I am Gyan Surya. Invite Baba. Baba, please, oh my good friend, oh son of love, oh Baba Almighty, come down to me. And feel that Shiv Baba Almighty is in front of me, giving His rage, His energy to